This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. The Browns were out in the community today for two events. The first one started right here at North Burlington Middle School for the Touchdown for Reading recognition.
Phenomenal opportunity for our students. Students back in September, with the encouragement from our teachers, had the opportunity to read, and through the Cuyahoga County Public Library, the Cleveland Browns, really encouraging that. They had the opportunity to come in today, meet some of the Browns players. Browns players got to talk about their experiences with reading and show them how important it is, not only in school, but in everyday life.
For me, when I was younger, I really didn't understand the importance of reading, just because that wasn't something that was stressed in my home. And to just get to the kids early and tell them how important it's reading, because they don't understand now how it's going to translate into their future.
There you go, man. Good job. Keep it up.
I love reading, and so it was really great to kind of share that with some kids, and they were great, you know, really receptive. Reading to me is important, and so it was fun to share that with some other kids.
Throughout the fall, these students logged over 1.6 million minutes of reading. The next event took place in Euclid, Ohio, where Browns staff writer Matt Flajancic was on hand for the Play 60 event.
I'm now joined by Jenner Tkancic, Director of Community Outreach for the Browns. Jenner, we're here at Forest Park Elementary in Euclid. Could you tell us why we're here today?
We're here today because Forest Park Elementary logged the most minutes of activity through the Browns Play 60 Challenge that is in partnership with the American Heart Association. So today, players signed up to come out and congratulate all the students who really excelled by logging minutes of activity during the six-week challenge.
Oh, this is huge. I had so many students come up to me today that couldn't come to the assembly because they didn't do the Play 60. So they've been asking me all day, when are we going to do it again? Is this going to happen again? And this is huge for the school. Our kids work really hard. They deserve it. So just motivation-wise, I have more and more students want to come out and do the Play 60.
It's awesome. Play 60 is an awesome initiative from the NFL. And it's just fun to see these kids out here playing, having fun, and doing what they love and exercising. And video games seem like they almost rule our lives. So it's so much more important to be outside playing and having fun with friends and playing football, basketball, whatever they like to do. So it's awesome to see these kids out here doing that.
From Travel Channel and the NFL, see what happens on the road to game day.
You know, it's lots of ups and lots of downs.
The new series, NFL Road Testing, the Cleveland Browns. Come to Travel Channel December 4th.
Fresh and ready to roll.
Get an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the gear.
These are good. These are the ones we're going to be using on Sunday.
The crew.
We'd have to paint every other day depending on what fields they're on.
The players.
When you're around a long time, you get a lot of perks.
The pressure.
Great, great win.
The miles.
6 a.m. it departs for Cowboy Stadium.
The legends.
It's a pleasure to have you in here.
I need to follow you.
The second the game ends, the real game begins. And there are no timeouts.
Welcome to Cleveland.
Football travels to Tuesday nights. The new series, NFL Road Tested, premieres December 4th at 10. Only on Travel Channel.